You wore a hat everywhere. Like a man outside not wearing a hat back in the
40s. It was 40s. An affront. Like,
oh my God, your dick's hanging out of your pants.
Really?
Yes, you had that hat on.
Why?
That's like a thing. My grandpa, till the day he died, wore a hat.
Here we go with the grandpa.
That's another grandpa. That's another grandpa.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm sorry you guys didn't have loving relationships with your grandparents.
My grandparents died when I was really young.
I know my grandpa. I never once saw him wear a hat, though.
Well, my grandpa. It might have been a Midwest German thing, maybe.
How many people's grandparents wore hats?
All grandparents are better with hats on.
They are.
Let's talk more about hats and the merits of grandparents wearing them versus not wearing them.
Everybody wears hats sometimes.
I like a grandparent in a hat, personally.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
I feel like we've gone off topic again.
All right. Not really. Because he's a haberdasher.
I'm sorry, Matt. Sorry, Matt. You don't want to talk about hats and grandparents because it's off topic. Okay.
Welcome. Trainwreck Theater. Tonight we're watching The Man Who Killed Hitler and then The Bigfoot from 2018 starring Sam Elliott. Tonight on the show we have Paul, Juno, Aaron, Carol Ann, Peter, Gracie, Tanner, Jeannie, and myself, I'm Moore, and now I'm handing over to Gracie, a four, to a synopsis.
Gracie?
Yes?
Can you give a synopsis of this movie? Because I still don't really get it.
Yes, I can and I will. This movie is called The Man Who Killed Hitler and Then Bigfoot, right? Mm-hmm. That's the name of it, yes?
Close enough.
Okay, so I kind of liked it. I didn't think it was terrible. I've never heard of it before. Is this a new movie, old movie?
Yeah, it's 2018 and it was an indie flick, so it didn't get like a ton of press when it came out.
Okay, so I kind of liked
it. That's the only reason.
About this fellow who is super depressed and miserable, and you know, I guess with good reason, as the story goes on, you find out. So it's the guy who ultimately killed Hitler, and there's a lot of flashbacks going on. He's older. Sam Elliott is the what's his name?
Calvin Barr.
Calvin, that's right. Calvin is older in the movie, and he has all these flashbacks to when he was younger and killed Hitler. And he really, there's just a lot of him being very depressed and sad and flashing back and being miserable. And then these people come and are like, hey, we heard you did some super cool shit in the war. Do you want to fucking go kill Bigfoot? And he was like, no, get the fuck out. And then he was like, yeah, sure, I'll do it. And so he fucking...
It was a very quick turnaround.
It was.
Yeah.
It was. Like, I don't even know what happened in between because, you know me, I'm in and out. I'm paying attention sometimes, sometimes not. So who knows? I don't know what happened that made him change his mind. I'm sure something made him change his mind. Who knows? Anyone's guess. But he did change his mind.
It was guessed in the movie.
It's everyone's guess, too, by the way.
So anyway, he goes and kills it. So he goes up to, you know, Canada or wherever it's at. He fucking finds it. And then he's like, thinks he kills it. And he's like really sad. And then he gets in a big fight with it. And it's like a monster Bigfoot, like a zombie Bigfoot.
He does not look good.
No, he does not look good.
This was missing a nose. It was very
not even that big.
He was very
alien eyes. No,
it was very scary.
Not very tall.
And then ultimately, fucking Calvin kills it. And he feels kind of bad because he has a good heart. He's just really sad, you know.
And PTSD for sure.
PTSD for sure. I know all about that. And then he fucking, well, not from like killing Hitler, but from other stuff. I never.
I was worried.
Anyways. So then, he fucking kills Bigfoot. And his brother like thought he was dead, right? Tara and I had like a little debate about that. And
how, no, they faked his death.
No, his brother didn't know he was alive. He wasn't.
No, his brother did because he buried his uniform. Remember?
his brother buried a uniform.
Carolyn, we had this debate too, and we rewound it because I said the same thing you did, Carolyn. I think I'm the one who said that, right?
No, his brother didn't know. That's why he buried the box.
He asked him, he said, what did you bury? And he said, your uniform.
Your uniform and your medals.
He buried the box under the bed, and he said, yeah.
And he said he did. And then that's when he stopped. He was like, oh, because he felt like a dick that he had buried this box that his obviously still alive brother really wanted. So
they weren't faking his death.
So it was, if you go back and rewind it, that's what I thought too. So anyways, but he turns out to be alive, and then he fucking goes and digs up his grave and fucking like digs up the box and is like, oh, maybe I'll open it tomorrow. It's like a, how do you say it?
Homage
to like that fucking chick, right? That he liked.
That it has to be another work.
Anyways, and then he lived happily ever after, kind of, because
he takes the rock out of the shoe.
This is my synopsis, though, so. Just stole my glory. I was gonna say, and then the rock fucking comes out of his shoe, and he lives happily ever after. You just took it away, but that's fine. So that's what happens.
Right.
Thank you, Gracie.
You married me. This is all your fault.
But the rock coming out of his shoe was like so much more, because then he walks away and he's not limping anymore. And he's like getting over his shit. Right. So I kind of liked it. I thought it was good. I was happy that he ended up somewhat.
You guys read a lot of shit into this.
And he ended up like coming to terms with it, which I like.
That's a pretty obvious metaphor, Aaron. I mean, it's pretty heavy handed with the rock. Yeah. I thought it was a good movie. It was entertaining.
You guys all hate every single movie. And I don't understand why, because I don't feel like a lot of the movies we watched.
We love this movie.
This is either my favorite or second favorite that we've done so far.
Yeah.
I do want to say the reason I picked this was I watched this right after Wonder Woman 84. And I was like, this is what Wonder Woman 84 could have been, because it's nebulous. If he's in the what time period modern day Sam Elliott is in, I think he's in the 80s, early
90s.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, he's in the late 70s, 80s time.
Yeah, then there's this 70-year period of, like, meh. And then it's, like, the 80s. And now he's got to go back and, like, be back in action. But, yeah, he's actually got some, like, actual...
Oh, like Godfather 3. He's, like, just when I thought...
Oh, yeah. So that's why this one got picked after Wonder Woman, because I thought this would be a good palate cleanser for Wonder Woman. I'm like, this is what a superhero movie should be. And I also think this is a superhero movie.
That's a secret identity.
I think Aaron and I are the only ones that don't like it. Sorry, go on, Paul.
I was going to say, we should bring it to the
time, the Jim
curse. That was in the flashbacks. She just said flashbacks. But things happen in the flashbacks that, like, you know, relate to the whole movie, I think. Like, him getting cursed was why he always felt like he had a rock in his shoe. Like, you know, he was always alone. Like, all the people he loved, like, you know, was basically dropping off.
His love died.
Yeah, and it's like he was, it's like, he did the mission. That was the only...
But just like Wonder Woman, he could have found someone else.
But I'm also surprised.
No, the curse kept him from being with anybody. The curse was for him to be alone.
Let's just start at the beginning. This movie is like, there's not a lot of like flow to it. I don't know. I usually like movies that go back and forth in time, and you're not really sure where they are, right?
Well,
in his story. Yeah, because they kind of start with him being at the place where he kills Hitler, and then they jump back to where he is present day, but then they go even further back.
Yeah, back.
So it's confusing because you're like, wait, what is happening? So like, I liked that.
I like that shaving scene.
Well, that's the thing I'm talking about. That's a curse.
That's how you know what time period it is. Right. You have to know, like, okay, he's clean shaven, he has a beard, and finally the mustache blooms. You know, like
which
phoenix.
The mustache was a character on itself.
They never really explained the curse, like what bad stuff happened because he was cursed.
It wasn't that he was going to be able to like complete his mission, but that him and then the guy who was also shaving him were both cursed now.
Right. No, I get it, but they never really go into like
who that is.
As far as I know, the only bad thing that happened in Sam Elliott's life throughout this whole movie is that his love died while he was away at the war.
I thought you would kind of hate his ex-girlfriend Gracie because she like kind of never really gets on board with his he always kind of gets thwarted when he's trying to propose to her. There's a part where she kind of, it's almost like does she know he's behind her on his knee, and then she's like, "Oh, keep up."
I loved her. I loved her.
Really?
Yeah, she said, "I'm going to go to your house and then pretend like you just stopped to tie keep your shoe."
By. She was yeah. The last time she looked at him was when they were kissing. After that, she never looked at him again, even when he was like proposing. But that she just walked straight home. She said exactly that.
His tragic flaw was that he was scared to death of asking her out, and yet he could go and murder Hitler and murder the Bigfoot. Like, he's brave in the face of action, but he was terrified of asking this woman to marry him because he's afraid she's going to say no.
He's just bad
with girls. He's bad with people. Did you know he was nervous with people at the restaurant? He was like, "I don't know how you do that, like talking to people all day long and whatever."
Although those people at the restaurants were dicks.
They were horrible.
We want our child to mingle with the common people until at least third grade.
I told Gracie during that scene, I was like, could you imagine like when Lucy's, you know, in elementary school and we're out to dinner and I walked up to her teacher and was just like, what does he say to the teacher? He
says something like, "Oh, you're a fine specimen of a woman." What does he say?
Yeah, and I'm sexual harassment.
He said, "And I would be half a man if I didn't notice, and I do."
How or something. You are.
And Tanner was like, "What would you say?"
You women like it. All right?
That.
You
and like I was that like, I would fucking look at you and be like, "That was fucking weird." And then I would look at the teacher and be like, "Sorry about my weird husband." And I was like, and you know, I would say both of those things. Like,
well, it is 1940 something, so you couldn't say you that women lest like it you were in jail. Like,
hey, I'd have sex with you because you're hot.
Although, Tanner, if you ever got a toupee like that, that'd be pretty awesome. Like that guy had. Just get drunk and have it be like half off your head.
I don't know. So was the guy at the beginning of the movie when they're in the tent, was he a gypsy? Is that the thing?
He was Russian, but he said his parents were Romanian. Or yeah, his mom was
so alluding to being a gypsy.
Hold on that note, I need some clarification about that part because I'm pretty sure I wasn't paying attention. Aaron said that he really loved that scene, and I was a little confused by that scene because I wasn't paying attention. So, what was exactly happening there? Why were they shaving each other in the woods, and what was happening?
He went to see the Russians in the tent to go get like supplies to complete his mission, which was to kill Hitler. So he needed like uniform. He got a dog from them, whatever else he needed like to complete his mission. Because he had
all
been
those
like
pieces of the gun that he put together.
He had been following around all the like Hitlers, like for years. He's been like following all these people, and especially this one, because he thought this one was the real one. Cause they mentioned in the movie that there was like four Hitlers. That's why they had his hair that way. And he had a mustache and stuff like that. So they could easily replicate him. Because people are stupid and they believe that, and they killed all of them, and this was the last one. So this took years and years and years for him to do. When he went to the Russians, he got supplies and stuff from them to complete this specific mission. And the guy told him that if I don't cut you while like shaving you, you're gonna die. Your mission, you're not gonna like complete your mission.
Oh, okay.
But if I cut you on purpose, we'll both be cursed, but you'll complete your mission. So at the end, he like shaved them like, and you couldn't fake it. Like if he cut him on purpose, they were both going to be cursed. So he chose to do that so the guy could complete his mission, which was to kill Hitler.
But then they were both cursed, but that was worth
it. Yeah, they were both cursed.
To kill Hitler.
Right, because he shaves them and then
he cuts him at the very end. So is that why he really was cursed? And is that why his life?
I think so. That's what I took from it.
I mean, that's what you're supposed to take, but they never like, you don't know any of the things that actually cursed him.
Well, his wife dies, or his would-be wife dies before he gets back, and then he spends the rest of his life alone. Like, that seems pretty cursed.
How does she die? Do we know?
No, they don't reveal that.
No, they don't mention, but she died young.
Sick. Yeah, she got. They do kind of allude to her getting sick.
At his funeral, all they say is she passed away too young. That was it. That's all
I'm just going to say you guys have a double standard here, then, because in Wonder Woman, you were like, oh, what? It's been 70 years. She couldn't get with somebody else. And just saying.
It's only been 40 years in this movie.
Just saying. You have a double standard on that.
And also, he dated her for more than a week. And,
yeah, more than a week.
But they probably hadn't had sex because they weren't married and it was the 40s.
He didn't wish her back to life in another person's body and then take advantage of that person's body.
Obviously, so
it's much less disturbing.
The guy obviously had PTSD. He spent like 5 years skulking around Germany in like incognito.
He's all fucked up. He's probably been in like millions of fucking deadly firefights. He's killed multiple people, probably strangled.
I mean, he seemed very depressed.
And then he comes back. No, like he comes back. Like, and the only thing that was keeping him together, being sane and normal, was this person, right? Because he had to go.
You're making that all up in your mind's eye, because that's
not. No, he had to go do that. He's going around.
See her after the war.
Yeah,
he couldn't see her. He couldn't write to her during his mission. So he was undercover and he had no contact with anybody.
So he's all alone. He's hunting fucking Hitler for years. And then he comes back and the one person he cares about is gone. So he's got PTSD. He's fucking depressed. He's cursed. He lives in a small shitty town.
Poor guy. His house is nice.
I know.
Except for that twin bed.
Yeah, he lives in a twin bed, which is crazy.
The only I liked his house except door. For the wallpaper. The wallpaper was...
Oh, the wallpaper sucked.
The only thing is that going on...
Alone? Have you seen how those people start falling apart, being like, oh, I miss my kids and my wife, and I haven't talked to a single person out here for... Like, that's after 30 days, and he did this for, years.
Excuse me, he wasn't alone. He was in,
He was in the woods.
He was in the woods following FBI Hitler.
He's like...
It wasn't
you guys are making this up. Like,
no,
no, we're not.
It was all explained. You just have to pay attention.
Right.
And we see that he's still a badass because he takes down three muggers in a parking lot in a badass scene.
Yeah.
And I love that they started out with Billy Squire. I love that song.
And I loved the violence. I love in movies where violence is pretty realistic. Where if you hit somebody in the head with a lead pipe, they're done.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. He didn't get back up.
Fight's over.
I liked that fight. He was brutal, but kind of slow at the same time. And it was kind of awesome. It was like old man kung fu. He's like, and you're dead. And you're dead. Like and very slowly, but methodically killing.
It's like Grandpa John Wick.
And they juxtapose that against him giving all of his money that he had left over to a homeless person. So they're showing you
done that, right?
He's this big softy, but he's deadly. Again,
right,
Matt, what were you
going to
say?
Oh, I was saying, Ken, skipping forward ahead a little bit, when he walks into town, or he drives into town later with his dog, and he finds that lottery ticket, and he goes and turns it in, they have that weird interaction. But I think my take on that is that he's such an honest soul, and he's carrying around this huge secret that he just can't handle any more lies or secrets. So he's like, I'm not going to take, I found this and no one would care. I don't want to have anything to do with anything dishonest anymore. Everything has to be straight and
yeah, he feels definitely bad for killing people.
Wait, is it a secret or does he just he'll never get credit for it because
it's a secret. He never even told his brother.
That was a secret. No one knew.
He told his brother when they're both in their 60s or 70s. He's like, yeah, I could, you could tell they hadn't really ever
killed somebody. He didn't say it was Hitler though. He just said he killed somebody.
The FBI guy that showed up was
talk about what he did in the war. Like they're sitting there, and you could tell based on the brother's reaction that he didn't talk about it. He's like,
it's one of those things that's like a massive conspiracy that would never be quiet.
Well, Ron Livingston found out about it when he was 10 from his grandpa, so it's kind of an open secret, I guess.
Well, no, but his grandpa was senile, right? And telling stories that he wasn't supposed to tell. And everybody was like, oh, he's nuts, right? And the kid's like, well, I don't, he's like, I don't know that for certain. And so it's definite that it's a secret that he killed Hitler. Because he said the Germans covered it up and then
so. And so did we.
And that was his real guilt because he killed Hitler, but he's like the duplicates just kept going and his message of hate kept spreading and it did fucking nothing.
I didn't really.
I just helped America and Germany cover up the death of this guy, basically. And
did you guys also notice that he dropped the gun after he killed him too? I thought that was going to be a thing.
Yeah, no.
What did he say? He said, I just killed a man. I didn't kill the monster or something like that.
Yeah.
The monster lived on.
I thought that was very apt for what's going on right now, just with Trump about to leave office. like Trump's about to fucking leave, but his ideals are still fucking all over this godforsaken country. You know what I mean?
Like, dumb, not the cause.
I mean, you could say those are Hitler's ideas still running around our country.
Yeah.
But can we all agree, I think, though? We
should take a moment to officially ban Trump from this podcast.
Yeah.
I mean, he can listen to us talk shit about him. I'm okay with it.
I just want to say he can't. He can't hurt us anymore, guys. Well, he can't.
Yes, he has 2 weeks to hurt us. Yeah.
Can I? Can we all agree?
Juno, you didn't get the message of this movie. He can still hurt us, but it's not him.
Hitler or Trump.
The monster lives on.
Yes, it's one of his mouth breathing monsters.
That's the sequel of this movie, guys. The man killed Hitler, and then Bigfoot, and then Trump.
Oh. Secret Service. Well, another way.
Trump's cronies even said like Hitler was right in her speech the other day too.
Look at that.
Who did?
Sam Elliott. Listen.
Actually, Sam Elliott voted for Trump. So.
Oh God, this is ironic.
We're in trouble, guys.
Sam Elliott did a commercial for Biden.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh yes, he did. You're right. I saw that.
Yeah. Thank
okay,
God.
Take it. Yeah. Take these vaccines, Tanner.
I could be wrong. I'm wrong all the time. Just ask my wife.
Can we all agree that Ralph is the best and we love Ralph? That's the dog.
Which one's Ralph?
I don't know. That German Shepherd was pretty
good. His dog's name is Ralph.
Oh, the dog.
The dog is such a cutie.
Yeah.
The dog is adorable.
Okay. It looks like my old dog. I love
that. Was when he's tying his shoe and he's like, I'm going to go into town. And he's just kind of like, you want to come with me? I'm like, oh, I just emotionally connected with this guy 100% because I do that like every day.
Like, got his little paws up on the seat, and he's like, you're a good boy, huh? That was
cute. Exactly. Ralph is the best.
I mean, he even talks to that owl in the woods.
Yeah. Right.
The owl was weird.
Random, like, hello, goodbye.
You're talking about this. Sam Elliott is the Snow White of this movie.
He's so pure-hearted that he can communicate.
Yeah, that's what it is. He's so good.
His hair is white as snow. And his eyebrows are black.
And his skin, technically, but yeah.
I did like Office Space guy, too.
Okay, yeah. So let's get back on track. So they keep going back and forth between what he did leading up to his killing of the last Hitler, I guess. And
kind of wish between all the flashbacks there had been star wipes. That's all I'm going to say.
What?
I
do want to say something though, because Peter said this too. This wasn't the last Hitler. This was the real Hitler, but the duplicates died after him. So.
Okay. Okay. Then let's switch over to the Bigfoot storyline, because I think we beat the Nazi one to death. Ron Livingston shows up. I also love him. And the real estate agent from Schitt's Creek.
I saw that too.
He's a great actor, yes.
Is he his French accent in this?
He's French Canadian. Yes. Yeah, okay. He's Quebecois.
He did good with it too.
He's
so they're in. They're alluding to the fact that they're going to nuke. They're going to nuke Canada?
Yeah,
because the Bigfoot is spreading a deadly disease to everyone and everything it comes in contact with. So,
although Sam Elliott just walks right up to it like nobody.
Well, he's immune.
They tell him immune.
Oh yeah, that's true. I forgot about that.
Reason he got selected. I want to go into that just before we get into it too far. Is that there's like a handful of people in the world that were immune to it, and they all had like died or failed trying to go after Bigfoot, the ones that were like qualified. And he was like the last man left that like was qualified to track and kill
Bigfoot. I forgot. How did they know he was
immune? They tested his blood. They had it from the
tested his blood.
Okay.
Yeah. And he was pissed. He's like, my blood?
Yeah, he's like, how the fuck did you get my blood?
Yeah.
They're just like, yeah, we just have it.
We have everybody's blood from the army 40 years ago.
That's big brother.
Blood from army.
And then, I mean, I do think this movie's filmed really well because it has a lot of sets.
It's
and
beautiful, too.
He gets like brought into, he gets brought into like it's like a CDC tent. And everybody's wearing, you know, hazmat suits and he's except not. And he gets pushed out.
That was weird. But except him.
Because he's immune.
Well, because they're trying to prevent transmission.
Oh, because he's immune. Duh. Yeah.
And then he goes out to kill the Bigfoot.
let's talk about it.
But then he finds out the big was like really smart. It makes poultice for like his gun wound. It tried to lead him off of a cliff. Like Bigfoot's not just an animal now. Now and that's more like a man. And then he's vegetarian on top of it all. Like he doesn't even kill things. He just kills things by like being infectious, but not like. And he's alone all the time. So yeah.
Yeah, sad. Alone all the time. Smart, not good with other people. Likes animals. He is an animal.
Ugly like a motherfucker, like, but so, still, you know.
So maybe the Bigfoot is like a projection of himself.
But then why?
Alone.
Is he a vegetarian? Why is he such a maniac then?
Who? Bigfoot?
Because he's getting hunted.
Because people are just hunting him. Yeah.
By the time we see Bigfoot, he'd already been shot in the head. So he was definitely in survival mode. And then the next time we see Bigfoot, Sam Elliott has literally just started him on fire. So, because he thought
that
he was
hilarious.
Dead, he was gonna burn his body. That and he was like, oh, fuck, I'm on fire. Yeah, jumps
before.
Off
and, oh, fuck,
that dude that shot me is setting me on fire. What the?
This is the worst day ever.
He's been following me for days. I just passed out on this rock. And suddenly.
Before that, he shoots Bigfoot and then he kind of he radios in and he's like, I don't remember what that conversation was.
He shot him and that he got away. I'm going to go find him.
Yeah. And he's like, come find me.
You're not going to hear back from me again.
That's at the end. Yeah.
You're not going to hear back from me again. Until they're like, son. Oh, he said, I shot Bigfoot. They're like, is he dead? He goes, no. And he's like, well, they're like, well, what's next? And he goes, I'll finish it, but you won't hear from me again. And then he throws his in a big pond lake.
Yeah, okay, that makes more sense because we were like, wait, why did he throw that away? Because
he could never tell them that he killed Bigfoot, so they would have fucking nuked Canada. He would have died in a nuclear explosion.
Yeah, that's a good point, yeah.
The fact that the government didn't seem to know that he had stayed alive and yet they knew Bigfoot died was, that was probably the only part where the ambiguity was too much, where they just skipped something because if they thought he died, then yeah, why didn't they nuke Canada? Yeah.
Nuke Canada! Yeah.
Well, they had no idea that he killed
Yeah.
Jeannie, what? Were you going to say something?
Jeannie and Paul.
I missed that part of the movie that they were going to nuke Canada because of this virus that Bigfoot was spreading around town.
Yeah.
I missed that part. Yes.
They were worried it was like spreading and they didn't want it to get to the States.
I have a question about Bigfoot's face.
Yes.
Do you think he had syphilis and that's why he didn't have a nose? Like it fell off.
I don't know. He had alien eyes too. Well, Kalawala's
going to be chlamydia.
He
so
looked
why
like
not
a fucking hairy noseless meth addict.
He did not look good.
He needed a
Let's get us into a topic that we have discussed, which is Bigfoot erotica.
Not giving me a
this
whap.
Movie, I thought I was going to hate it, but I actually liked it because
a bap. It's a Bigfoot ass pussy.
Combines two things I really hate: Nazis and Bigfoot. But luckily, all the Nazis get shot, and Bigfoot's not really in it that much. So
yeah, Bigfoot. There's this question I have too, which is, in this world that he inhabits, do people just accept that Bigfoot's a real thing, or do people not believe Bigfoot's a real thing?
I think it's the same as ours.
Secret.
Well, they only show you people that believe everything. Like they show you the people that actually know about it, and they show his brother who believes in everything that his brother says. So,
yeah.
How Sam Elliott took it on, like he took it like nothing. I was like, oh, Bigfoot, okay.
Well, they made. I'm sorry. I think that Sam Elliott's also a dick. Like, he doesn't talk to his brother. Like, he goes in, he gets his hair cut by his brother, doesn't talk. I just want to sit here and say, he comes back after his brother finds out he's alive, and he's like, well, I'm so excited. He's like, can we just sit here in silence? Like,
I love Larry Miller.
He carried around that dinosaur. He loves his brother.
I know
I'm not saying that he didn't love his brother, but that does. You can love someone and still be an asshole to them. And
you know what?
You can come back from war and be an asshole because you have PTSD.
He's the big brother. He's the big brother, and like the little brother says that he's been missing his big brother his whole life. Like, it's such a tender relationship that is woven through the whole. Of little brother and big brother
because he has PTSD.
He loves him how he
does. I'm saying that he doesn't.
Aaron,
part of the curse.
I can see Aaron's point. I can see Aaron's point.
He can't have a loving wife. He can't have kids. He can't even be close to his own brother or have any friends.
He has a dog.
The dog.
Animals like him. He have animals.
He could. He's just not doing it.
Hold on. I would like to say something.
All right, Gracie.
Got something to say.
My God. you're so fucking loud. Anyways, here is what I would like to say. And it is this.
What is it?
Aaron, I see your point. I could see how that could seem kind of dickish of Sam Elliott. Because his little brother is so sweet. And I agree with Jeannie, too. Their relationship is so tender. But Sam Elliott is doing the best he can. He does have the PTSD. And he's just a very stoic, traumatized man. But I could see, Aaron, how you would think that. But, like,
you guys are all assuming he has PTSD.
He does.
Oh, he does. He
fucking totally does. These are, like, textbook PTSD.
I will also chime in, though. We are conflating and mixing up a curse that's preventing him from connecting with people and PTSD. So which is it? We don't know.
And he also,
why can't it be
both?
Before he leaves to go to war, he's like, I can't connect with people.
Yeah.
Cause he's, true. He's like a spectrum maybe.
I don't know how you can talk to kids in a classroom or these.
Well, that interaction to me wasn't because he is bad with people. Like, he was about to propose to her and he got interrupted and he was using that as cover to be like, oh, I'm shaking because I don't know how to interact with people.
That's how you saw that? No, I saw that he's not good with people.
Yeah.
That's why
he lives like a lonely life on top of that. Like, you know, everything added.
That's why.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, like, I think his reasons for being that way are threefold, right? He's already not good with people. Then he fucking goes to war and gets fucked up and he's even worse now. Like, he was already kind of like awkward and maybe not good with people, right? And
a curse.
And just his personality type.
He spent a lot of time by himself in the woods. So yeah.
I don't have feelings.
Like, just.
But the thing is, he did have a feeling. I mean, he kept a dinosaur. Like, he is very sentimental. He has a lot of.
But you keep it on the inside. And, you know, a lot of people do, you know. Yeah, and that dinosaur thing, that was like so cute. I love that so much.
So cute.
I cried
when he gave the dinosaur back. I think I cried.
And his brother's like trembling little hand. Oh, no,
I would like to say something out loud. So my little brother, he's 11 years younger than I am, and when he was 10 and I moved out of my parents' house for the first time, he rushed me with this little Frankenstein doll. And he goes, here, Jeannie, take this with you. And I was like, all right, dude. And he's like, take it with you so you, when you see it, you think of me and you never forget about me. Aww. And I was like, all right, man.
Where's that Frankenstein thing now?
It's hanging up in my bedroom right now and has hung up in every bedroom I've had ever since that little boy gave it to me.
That's so cute. Oh, her own little Sam Elliott story.
That stuff is really, you know, the sibling stuff can be really sweet. I mean, don't want to spoil alert for my moral, but
he also kept a picture of that girl in his wallet while throwing everything else away.
Well, and he was super sweet with like the hot cocoa and the marshmallows, and he's like,
it's that just was so good
so stuff. Sweet. Yeah. Oh my god.
He also feels like very guilty for killing people, right? He carries a lot of guilt.
Why would you feel guilty about killing Hitler?
Well, he killed other people. He said, I did whatever they told me to.
He killed Hitler and three actors pretending to be Hitler.
He didn't kill the other ones, though. He only killed the one. Although I think Carol Ann was going to say something.
Yeah, I was just going to say that we're at the part of the movie that I really liked a lot. But if you guys wanted to finish that thought, you can.
Oh, at the very end.
Go for it.
Like the hunting part, I just thought it was a really cool thing. Like, I liked how he got kind of all into it. Like, he was in his own world in his house and like kind of feeling adrift. And then he kind of had a purpose again and he was focused and he knew like exactly what weapons he wanted. And he like kind of got really in touch with Bigfoot. And I just liked seeing him kind of in that element. It was like he had respect for the creature and like was really somber about what he had to do, that he was having to kill an animal that was essentially innocent. And I like that, like when he thought that he had killed him, like he cried, like
holding his hand,
sobbing. And yeah. I just kind of feel like those tears were for a lot of different things, but it's like, I don't know. I think it seemed like he felt alive again when he was hunting Bigfoot. And then, yeah, he tried to give him a respectful pyre burning, saying like, you know, he didn't want the government to have his body and, you know, disrespect him. And then like the epic fight happened and Bigfoot fucking barfed all over him. And that was awesome. Yeah.
Why barf like that? Really
crazy fucking unexpected fight.
I know, he was barfing the whole time.
Does stabbing make you barf like that? I've never been stabbed in the stomach, but I don't think I've barfed.
It was like sick. And then, yeah, and then he died finally and he still respected it, even though like the thing was vicious.
It threw up in his mouth.
Did you notice that when he barked in his mouth, Sam spit it back out at him at one point? He's like,
yeah. Epic, yeah. Unexpected joy for horror lovers, yeah.
Well, it's also, he also finds a rock in his shoe too later on, like in the movie. I think he jumped, doing the whole Bigfoot thing, did like, there was something cathartic about it that, like, he was beyond the curse by then. I think the whole rock in the shoe thing was also.
Or maybe it's like, the burial. Choosing to
take that action gave him purpose in life, like Erlan said. And yeah, just, it brought him back to life. Cause I think before that, you see him like throw out all his pills. I think he was just ready to die right before the Ron Livingston showed up and told him to go kill Bigfoot.
Yeah, I believe
that. He was just going to die. Yeah. I think he just wanted to be dead at that point. He wanted to catch up to his not wife, because that was the last thing she said to him, was like, oh, catch up quick.
I would want to die too. He's in a twin bed.
That's a way of taking it.
Yeah, that's why, Juno.
What was the deal with the picture? Why did he take it off the wall?
Okay, the picture is like exactly what he was like when he was doing hunting Bigfoot. I noticed it the second time watching it, and Paul noticed it the first
time. Yeah, it reminded him of hunting Bigfoot.
It was just like that picture. It looked exactly like where he was at.
It was the exact spot. He looks up and he's like, holy shit, this is a picture I've been staring at on my wall, which asks, maybe there's no free will in this movie too, because he's been preordained to like.
Well, he has been cursed, so there's some kind of magic or something.
Gypsy curse is definitely a thing. What about
if you want more to what a movie, don't give him any answers. Just let him come up with them all. So
like
he makes like a perfect arc of whatever he wants, and it's beautiful.
I like connecting dots in movies. I like it when a movie, in this movie, was very ambiguous, but I like I like a movie with some ambiguity.
So do I, with some, not with like everything being ambiguous.
I mean, we could just watch Marvel movies, or you know, if we want everything served to us on a platter.
A silver one. A silver that, bulletproof one.
That blocks bullets.
Wonder Woman.
This was the director's, and I've spaced out on his name, but this was his first film that he made, and so I think he does make some kind of rookie types of mistakes, and if you've taken creative writing classes, you'll see the sort of trying to put too much into something all at once that like newer writers always tend to do. Like he wanted it to be 18 different movies like dumped into one. And I think he did a really good job of connecting it. And he got Sam Elliott to be the glue that held it all together. But
yeah, he at
the same
was.
Time, it was just so many different ideas and thoughts and stuff trying to like all be in there at the same time. But I think it was too much movie. He missed a little bit of having a concise point because it was all over the place a little bit.
For me, I would have really liked this movie if there was everything is implied and up for your interpretation, and nothing is there. There's nothing where you can be like have an anchor point even of this is.
Well, you know, he's a hero. You know, he's a good, like he's a really good person.
So that's the only thing is, you know, that Sam Elliott feels bad for what he's done in killing people, and you know that he's a good person and he's not going to like, you know, even though like he finds this, the lottery thing that you talked about before, right? Like, he finds a lottery card, yet he's going to give it away. And then the guy's like, here, take a dog treat, right? Like, because he basically just gave the clerk $100.
Yeah, basically.
And then he's like, no, I'll pay for it myself. So that part even was like,
it lets the dog knows he's thinking about him.
Right. That's a bit, even that. Like,
that dog knows.
Well, no, I think yeah, that was
that dog like, understands the economy, and he does not enjoy like people just getting stuff for free. The dog is very conservative. So.
Ralph.
Oh, Ralph, I'm disappointed. You're so cute.
Get his own treats. All right. Okay. All right. We gotta wrap it up.
I think Jeannie has a moral. Let's do moral first, then we can do pros.
I do, friends.
The other side.
I have four morals, and I'm just going to read them off, because I think that's the best way to do this.
Do it.
Okay, so moral number one, you can't hide from your badassery. The next one is, young love is real. Love. I mean, that one even makes me laugh, so it's kind of silly. But, I mean, young love is real love.
It's supposed to be read in a sarcastic voice, I think.
I forgot that other love, so then I...
Jeannie, like, did you cheat? Time? Are those Paul's notes?
What?
Songler.
Did you cheat? Are those Paul's notes?
Those Paul's notes?
No, they're my notes.
I was just making a ha-ha.
Moral number three. I only have two more. Moral number three, war sucks.
Wait, what sucks?
War. Not war. More. War.
War. War. War.
Oh, well, that makes more sense.
It would have been.
Yeah, war.
Like, what the fuck?
I thought you said you liked this movie.
No, I really love this movie. And I think that the morals to it are nice. I think it has a really positive, uplifting effect. The last one is, have your siblings back always.
Who's going to do the pros? Aaron, do you want to do some pros because you didn't like it?
Oh, I want to do, I mean, I love Sam Elliott. I really liked the beard shaving scene. I think that was like probably the highlight of the movie.
We love Ralph.
Yeah, Ralph was awesome.
His you free know, market Sam extremism.
Elliott's mustache, and even young Sam Elliott's mustache, pretty good. I wish that they had just like makeup, put like Sam Elliott in a bunch of makeup and made him be the like, or give him a mask or something to be young Sam Elliott. That would have been even better.
I thought you were going to say, I wish they would have put a bunch of makeup on him and made him Bigfoot.
That too. I wanted more Sam Elliott.
Then he's really fighting himself.
I actually have said to Juno, like within the last year, like, why has Sam Elliott not been the lead in any movie? Like, he's always a supporting character. I want him to be the lead. So I did enjoy that part of this movie. I just, there was too much ambiguity. You had to read.
You're just giving the pros. Oh, buddy.
All right. Fine.
I'll say for a pros, I really like, I mean, I enjoyed the ambiguity. I enjoy that sort of storytelling and kind of nonlinear storytelling that they invoked when it's done well. And I think it was done pretty well. There was a few points where it's overly ambiguous to be useful and they could have tightened it up a lot. I think they were trying to be too many things. But overall, like, I really, really enjoyed it. And yeah, the second time I watched it, I got even more out of it. There's so much in that movie that I feel like every line kind of had multiple meanings and every scene was just designed to invoke a really strong emotion in the audience. And I think it did, for me at least. Like, it really resonated with me a lot. And I mean, I have a thing for like old warriors in movies who like just want to go home and like be at peace and then get called back to action. I love that in movies. So this movie, like, it hit like every note I like to see in a movie really well.
I like the dog.
Great. Ralph.
I already said that. Ralph is great.
My checkout cashier at Target's today's name was Ralph.
Oh, coincidence.
Was he a good boy?
It's all connected. He was a good boy. Sam Elliott has big dick energy, and I think he gives everyone a laugh.
I'll agree with that. Did you see how well his like mustache acted? Like he had happy mustache. He had like, you know, smirky mustache. Bad mustache.
Bad mustache.
This is how we get Gen Z, guys. You gotta talk about BDE.
So I want to be clear. Did I just hear about big dick energy?
Yeah.
Yes. Like that's a thing.
Yeah.
I mean, if Elliot is the epitome.
You know, but you are the first one to publicly speak about it.
Okay, we'll get to the cons in literally 1 second. I just want to say Sam Elliott in Roadhouse has the biggest dick energy of all.
Roadhouse.
Sam Elliott. Are you kidding me? He has long hair and he's always putting his fingers through it. Oh my god.
So good.
I like the shit, yeah.
My wife would do Sam Elliott. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I do him now. I do him in 87, whatever it was. Okay, who's gonna do the pro? We did pros, cons.
We're not done with the pros yet. I want to say this movie is enigmatic, just as the Bigfoot is enigmatic. Like, the Bigfoot is a really mysterious creature. People think he's a monster, but actually he's just a fucking creature, an animal out there trying to live, and he's probably closely related to humans. Mm. And, you know, he's smart, and he's maybe kind in a way, because at least he's a vegetarian, right? He's not like a cruel hunter that's like trying to kill you, you know?
Hitler was a vegetarian.
And he will fucking fight tooth and nail to survive, but he's also innocent. And I appreciate the depiction of Bigfoot in this movie.
Would you say he had big dick energy, though?
No, he had no dick energy.
Bigfoot. Hell yeah, Bigfoot, I'm sure.
He's Bigfoot. He's totally... you know what they say about your shoe size?
Well, they big even...
Average.
He said he didn't have big feet.
Yeah.
Right.
He wasn't living up to his name because he didn't have big feet. But he was fucking awesome. That Bigfoot...
It was not awesome, Lauren.
Nice 14 shoe that they showed.
He had no nose, so it made him look ugly. Like that's
and
it.
Sam
like
Elliott called him old man, so I think the idea was that it's been one Bigfoot for like thousands of years. He's been living out there peacefully amongst the forest until he got this illness that is...
Well, the movie is called The Bigfoot. Like, you know, he kills Hitler Bigfoot. Not Bigfoot.
I agree with you.
Why doesn't that say the Peter. Hitler then?
There were more than one.
There was at least three Hitlers.
Yeah, Hitler. Not special. Because
he didn't just kill the Hitler.
Okay.
It makes you think.
Cons. I'll start. Bigfoot doesn't have big dick energy. It's ridiculous. Okay.
I would say one of the cons of this movie is our handsome hero wasn't rocking a mullet like he has rocked in so many other movies, which made him even more handsome. So that's my con. That
she wanted a mullet.
Who has another con?
I think we all know. Aaron, go ahead. It's too enigmatic for Aaron. I wasn't paying very close attention. I should have paid better attention.
I was paying very close
attention
to this movie because I really wanted to like it, and I was disappointed. There has to be some, like, everything is implied and nothing is, there's so much stuff that you have to take. Like, you guys all believe that his wife died, but before he got back from the war, and I don't think so. I think that she just moved away and he came back and, like, didn't ever pursue it.
He can track.
She might have died young in childbirth to somebody else's baby. You don't know. Like, there's too much. Like, you're assuming he has PTSD when really there's none of the things that are there.
He definitely does. They all.
He's constantly having flashbacks. Like, he can't control. Like, you get the idea that every time he shaves in the morning, he thinks back to the time he got shaved by the Russian dude in that tent. Like, you know, that's just flashbacks he can't control. It's kind of part of it. So. And that's how they presented it.
The curse, you never get anything else from this curse. What about the other guy? I wanted to know about the other guy and his curse. Like, how did
that's a different movie.
That guy's life. I don't know.
The guy that shaved the guy that killed Hitler and the Bigfoot.
Yeah. I also think that it moved kind of slow. The movie was kind of slow. Like, the cinematography was great. The acting was great.
What's that other people?
I'm the only one that didn't like this movie. We're in cons. Like, what the fuck you want?
Provide cons.
You no one else has those. Any. Everybody else loved the fucking thing.
They can. Or I will just force
tell
them
to shut up.
Go, Carol Ann.
Heaney wanted more mullets, so that was a con.
I wanted Bigfoot to get beat up more.
I wanted Bigfoot to kill people more. I wanted to see more of that. It would have been cool to see him infecting people more.
I was also disappointed in the monster's dead, but then he comes back and fights again.
I thought that was fun.
No,
that was
badass. I would have liked that to happen before he thought he was dead, and then not have him come back. Like, the bad guy always like, oh, you think he's dead? Oh, wait, no, he's not dead. He comes back. I thought that was like...
I was actually surprised in this movie when it happened. Yeah. Actually, I'm not. This movie, I was like, oh, shit, he isn't dead.
All right, I'll give you that. I was a little more surprised. I thought he was dead, too, but...
Yeah, when his eyes like pop back open, I'm like, holy fuck, what the hell?
Yeah.
And then he
jumps
up. And then he like goes pure adrenaline Bigfoot and just like beats the shit out of Sam Elliott for like, and he does that like kung fu move where he breaks his arm. Like, he makes
break his arm. But yeah, I loved how Sam Elliott, like, you know, who they don't tell us how long his arm was in a sling, but like at the end, his arm's in a sling, and he's like, I gotta go get my medals back or my wooden box out of this grave. And he just like takes the sling off and he goes crunch. It's like crunch. He's like, oh, my arm's good again. Yeah. I'm gonna dig a hole.
Yeah. No, he had 80s action movie like healing powers where like they get shot and they're better the next day. But you know, okay, I'll give him that.
He still doesn't have an ear.
Totally.
That's not gonna break me out of that movie.
Oh yeah, what happened to his ear?
Bigfoot bit it off.
Did he really?
Yeah.
How did I fucking miss that? Shit.
Because you're probably cringing.
And then he threw it up back on him.
That's why he puked? Oh, fuck.
It was after the puking.
I didn't see the ear part.
He spit it out.
But then what happened to him afterwards? Like, how did he go forward?
In the fucking woods. They both, like, one died and the other one passed out.
I hate Bigfoot so much. And I just wish I could beat up
Why?
More. Don't get me started. It's the worst. It's the
I
word.
Feel like I do want to get you started.
No, we had to cut like 20 minutes of Bigfoot hatred out of our Pottersville episode from Tanner. So.
Wait, all right. So there were two monsters in this movie, right? Bigfoot and Hitler. Hitler got it easy, right? He opens a letter, pop in the head. Bigfoot was like shot in the head and then hunted for days and then like, you know, set on fire and like stabbed a bunch of times.
Good.
You
know, and then shot in the head.
And you're still more mad at Bigfoot.
Good. Good. Fuck.
Man.
Bigfoot. Poor fucking Bigfoot.
That's like,
all right. Cut. Okay.
That's racist.
Let's give Bigfoot isn't a race.
Specious.
So just one.
You're specious.
Let's start giving our ratings.
Lovers.
Jeannie, give your rating of this movie.
My rating is 8 mustaches. Out of 10 fantastic Western mustaches.
Yeehaw! Carol Ann.
I'll give it, 7 out of 10 toy dinosaurs.
Aww.
Who's next?
Gracie. She's contemplating. Gracie. She's got her contemplation face on.
I give it 8 zombie Bigfoots out of 10. I liked it.
I'm going to give it 3 Ron Livingstons out of 6 Sam Elliotts. Peter, you go next.
How do those scale, though?
We'll get to it later. 8
butterflies out of 10.
Sorry, Peter, what was it?
8, 10 butterflies out of 10. Because he makes that comment during the play, like, at this time of the month, butterflies are dead.
Yeah.
Well, it's true.
Yeah, it's true.
I love that.
All right. Tanner.
I give it 7 broken kneecaps out of 10.
I took a shot with you, even though you guys didn't ask me, and that was very rude.
That's why I saw you pour the shots.
Yes. That's why you're a champion.
You're a psychic. You're a goddamn psychic, Aaron.
Well, he can watch us.
I'm going to give it, and I watched this movie before
I picked it for this week. So I already knew I liked it. But I'm giving it 6 Hitler headshots out of 6.
Oh, wow. 100%.
Whoa.
And killing of the most horrible man on earth. Wow.
Bigfoot?
No way.
I will say, like, I accept that there are flaws to this movie, but I fucking loved it. So.
I accept no flaws.
Definitely a movie.
No, I haven't given mine yet, but I realized when I just listened to the Wonder Woman podcast, and I gave it 3 out of 5 lightning plug rides, and that's wrong. I meant to say 3 out of 10, because I want to rate this movie.
There's no way to correct that. Yeah,
I am correcting it. I'm correcting it right now. It should have
you
been
need to write 3 a formal lightning apology
rides out of 10 lightning rides, because this movie is 5 mustache rides out of 10 mustache rides.
Oh, nice.
Still pretty good.
This is better than Wonder Woman, 100%.
I'm pretty much with Maura on there. As far as the rating system that I was going to use, I was going to say 4 to 4 dead Hitlers, because I was pretty sure 4 of them.
Right,
and
that's good. Between us, that's 10 dead Hitlers. That's perfect.
Oh boy.
More than
I mean,
dead,
out of
more
the number of Hitlers that should be dead, it's all of them. So you guys nailed it.
All the Hitlers.
All the Hitlers. Thank you for listening to Trainwreck Theater. Find us online at trainwrecktheater.com or on Twitter at TRecTheater. Please like and subscribe if you're enjoying the show. Next week, we searched the B-movie bins and found a winner. It's One-Eyed Monster. Join us! I don't think he threw them away. I think all those letters are still in the box. I think that's what's in the box. But they, of course, don't tell us what happened to her or what's in the box. That's my theory.
What's in the box? Too small.
You guys are making this into what you want it to be.
Her toenail clippings are in that box.
What's in the box?
Her head. I know what's in the box.
This is an indie movie. They want it to be fucking smart. They want
it. It's heroin. It's heroin, just like in Pulp Fiction.
No, it couldn't have been her letters because it shows the empty garbage can, remember?
But we see him put it in there, but then it cuts to him just laying in the bed. So he could have gone back.
You hear the garbage truck.
No way.
Yeah, you hear the garbage truck.
He could have gone back out and taken them out.
You know, your movie is better than the one I watched more.
You hear the garbage truck while he's lying down.
We don't know for sure that the letters are still in it. It's
yeah, I do.
There was a lot of cutscenes in there. There's ambiguity to what it is. She also sent him a bunch of Dick Tracy comics, and maybe he's just like, fuck these Dick Tracy comics, and he threw those out in the box, and then
he's like, they were on microfiche now.
He didn't even read the whole letter, and then he put it away. With all the other letters that were still tied up, right, like he did, that were unopened and not tied up.
He was dead. He
put them
in
the hat box, and he threw them away.
Or the last letter was on top, right? He read the last letter first, which was her saying she was getting married to another dude. Oh, and he's like, all right, she's married. Forget about it. She's dead to me. He
didn't told his little say brother that she died.
They're not getting married. She just moved out of town.
She moved away. And he's like, fuck, I guess I will be alone for the rest of my life.
Might as well.
I know. That to me was like a little weird. He's like, oh, man, she moved to another town. How will I ever see her again?
Right.
The implication was that she had died at some point after she wrote that letter, but before he got back. Was
no, you're.
I don't know if he knew.
That's
that
an implication, Aaron. Requires you to think about things critically.
Okay, can I move this along?
I can think about it critically. They never suggest that she dies.
Okay.
They do.
At the end of the movie.
They do.
Aaron, it's out of order. You have to like.
I know it's out of order.
Guys, it's pointless to argue about this. I want to argue about something more important. How the fuck does a haberdasher have that house?